Welcome to your five for the day. Myra Brooks Welsh, a resident of La Vergne, California, was called the poet with a singing soul. She came from a very musical family, and as a young woman, Myra's special love was playing the organ. In 1921, she heard a speaker address a group of students. She said she became filled with light, and a poem called The Touch of the Master's Hand wrote itself in 30 minutes. She sent it anonymously to her church news bulletin. She felt it was a gift from God and didn't need her name on it. Its popularity spread like magic. Finally, several years later, the poem was read at a religious international convention. Author unknown. A young man stood up and said, "I know the author, and it's time the world did too. It was written by my mother, Myra Welsh." Then her name, as well as her other beautiful works of poetry, became known worldwide. All of her poetry told of the rejoicing she had in God's love. What the world did not see was the woman who created these masterpieces. Myra, in her wheelchair, battered and scarred from severe arthritis, which had taken away her ability to make music. Instead, her musical soul spoke through her poetry. She took one pencil in each of her badly disabled hands. Using the eraser end, she would slowly type the words, the joy of them outweighing the pain of her efforts. Her words, a joyous expression of the wonders of life, as seen by a singing soul touched by the Master's hand. 'Twas battered and scarred, and the auctioneer thought it hardly worth his while to waste his time on the old violin, but he held it up with a smile. "What am I bid, good people?" he cried. "Who starts the bidding for me? $1, $1, do I hear two? $2, who makes it three? $3 once, $3 twice, going for three, but no." From the room far back, a grey-bearded man came forward and picked up the bow, then wiping the dust from the old violin and tightening up the strings, he played a melody pure and sweet as the angel sings. The music ceased, and the auctioneer, with a voice that was quiet and low, said, "What now am I bid for this old violin?" as he held it aloft with its bow. $1,000, $1,000, do I hear two? $2,000, who makes it three? $3,000 once, $3,000 twice, going and gone," said he. The audience cheered, but some of them cried, "We just don't understand. What changed its worth?" Swift came the reply, "The touch of the Master's hand." And many a man with life out of tune, all battered and bruised with hardship, is auctioned cheap to a thoughtless crowd, much like that old violin. A mess of pottage, a glass of wine, a game, and he travels on. He's going once, he's going twice, he's going and almost gone. But the master comes, and the foolish crowd never quite understand the worth of a soul and the change that is wrought by the touch of the master's hand.